This is Doug Green, and I'm the publisher of Telecom Reseller. And this is a special podcast reporting on a recent appointment at an up-and-coming company. And I have with me today Joe Bronowich, who's the founder and CEO of Rova, and Tom Timo, who is the new executive chairman at Rova. Thank you for joining me this morning.
Thanks for having us, Doug. Thank you very much.
So Joe, let's start off with, because I don't know if everybody knows about Rova. What is Rova?
Rova stands for Remote Orchestration Virtual Administrator. It's evolved over the many years that we've had the product. And the idea behind Rova is that it allows an enterprise or a carrier or both or either to orchestrate all devices under the network to provide security, device management, reporting, connectivity, settings to the device, and many other tools. It's meant to be very holistic and very comprehensive. It includes a feature set that we commonly refer to as mobile device management as part of it. But the big difference that Rova has is that we are embedded in the carrier. It's designed to be network-centric. And what that provides, the differentiation that provides is, in addition to the standard features that you'd expect, there are many other features that benefit enterprises and the end users as a result of that embeddedness and integration.
Now, I understand you've experienced significant growth in the past year at the point of having to bring on new talent. So what caused the surge in demand for your products and service?
Well, we've been very fortunate and a little bit lucky, and those are always things you want to be, in addition to hopefully a bit prescient and smart. And what we've done is we've eliminated a lot of the barriers that traditionally prohibited businesses, particularly small and medium businesses, from utilizing these types of tools. And those barriers were everything from how they procured the service, how they configured the service, and how they deployed the service. That combined with the very obvious events of COVID forcing everyone to go remote and other technologies that have benefited from other parts of our technology that have been particularly useful during that crisis, such as that we manage mobile broadband hotspots, which is unique to us, which was very useful for a lot of school systems across the country. Those are the things that have really spiked our growth in the last year. And we're very excited about it. We're very lucky. And we're hoping it continues.
So, Joe, can you tell me a little bit about your customers? Who needs to buy Rova?
We think there's almost no device that doesn't need an orchestration engine controlling it. The obvious choices are enterprise customers, and whether they be the small business customers I mentioned before or even larger enterprises, they need that to ensure that the devices are secure and can be located and are complying with policies and things. But we also are expanding into other markets, such as consumer-based products. And this is where our being embedded in a carrier becomes very crucial and very valuable to the carrier, because we not only give them a tool that they can use to sell to their customers at a margin, which also helps them retain those customers, but we've given them a platform where they can actually provide other goods and services to those customers and use our platform for delivery, maintenance, and security of those things. And we're actually launching our first version of that it's a very big consumer product coming out. Should be in early second quarter.
So your company is growing, and then you decided to bring on some new talent.
Yes. What's funny is Tom is new in terms of his employment status, but he's someone who's been a confidant and advisor to us for many, many years, which put him in a unique position to take this role. We were lucky he was available at the time we needed him, and we're very, very excited to have him come on and to oversee this transformation to ensure that this great complement of opportunities ahead can be maximized and that we don't pass any by.
So, Tom, you were already working with Rova and familiar with what was happening, and now I wonder if you could share with us what the future might look like for Rova.
I've been an advisor and a friend to Rova for a long time, dating probably 15 years. And, you know, we knew that, 5G was going to be transformative. We knew that it really was going to enable people to be completely remote, to work from anywhere. And when you had the combination of 5G and then obviously the pandemic that forced everyone to work remotely, there were two groups that were really caught flat-footed. And, you know, one were educational institutions and the other was small and medium-sized businesses. You know, large enterprises, of which we have many, some of the largest Fortune 10 companies rely on Rova. But they had large IT departments that even if they weren't completely remote, they were able to deploy all their IT resources to race to try to enable the remote worker. Small and medium businesses needed to rely on someone to help them, and that became the carrier. And that's the difference in our solution, our software, is that we're network-centric. We're embedded in not only the 5G, but the network itself, so that if you make it intuitive and simple to use, so that it's out of the box, just works, the shrink wrap. And everything you need from the remote office, which is a laptop, is a mobile device, maybe a tablet, maybe a wearable, and obviously connectivity to the network, it's all provided and orchestrated by Rova. And so when we really had two significant tailwinds, one created by COVID and one the 5G itself, revenues have really taken off, over 300% growth just since March. And there's no sign of that ending. And as we and our carrier partners have seen, there's also tremendous demand within the consumer side to have this type of orchestration of all the devices that might be in your network.
So what I think I'm hearing is this is much more than, you know, a really neat product or service and people are using it. There's something transformative happening.
Yes. The way people work, the way people interact has changed. I mean, we're sitting here talking on a video audio conference, probably in many different places. We're not in a centralized meeting location. So work has gone remote. And no question when the pandemic is finally over that people will return to work, but they're never going to forget their ability to work from anywhere. And the enablement that a company like Rova provides to orchestrate, not just within the remote work environment, but within the campus, within the location where the small business might be or the school might be, those are things we're going to continue to be able to provide post-pandemic as well as during the pandemic.
Now, you're now the executive chairman of Rova. What does that mean?
Executive chairman is a employed chairman of the board, if you want to think of it that way. And I've been a CEO four times. There was a very capable CEO here, that has guided this company to this tremendous opportunity. So it didn't make sense to step into the CEO's chair. What I can provide is guidance. I've seen a lot of high growth companies. Every company I've been involved with has dealt with, 100, 200, 300% growth rates. Clearly we have to make sure we run a good solid margin business that, allows us to be profitable and reinvest in the growth of the company. Find financial partners that might be wanting to invest in the company and help us to grow faster. Two gigantic shifts that we're going to see. We've already seen the move to remote work and the impact of 5G, but also the consumer seeing that what has been really good for the remote small business is also good for the consumer household. And anytime you take a model that's meant for the enterprise and you bring it to the consumer, there's obvious investment that's needed there. But the beautiful thing is they've built a software product that is one stable set of software code that can be deployed just as easily for a consumer-based environment as it can for a small business, as it can for a number of the largest enterprises in the world.
You know, it sounds like we're in new territory. What should private equity resources understand about what your company is doing and the type of market that's being created?
First, they should understand that we approach the device and the network differently. If you look at the original mobile device management software products, great products. They basically helped an IT department find and wipe a device if someone lost it. They made sure the data was secure on that device, but they were by definition device-centric. So everything went through the device to find the network. Our solution is network-centric, and ultimately everything becomes a utility in the software world, and that's what we're seeing is the maturation of this market is needs to be network-centric. So whether you have just a laptop and a tablet, or whether you have 20 different devices that are all orchestrated and interconnected, you want to be able to manage them from that central choke point at the network. And for your audience, whether it's the carriers, whether it's the resellers in the telecommunications space, you know, this should be music to their ears that finally a software solution to orchestrate devices that's network-centric. And the private equity firms or venture capital firms that I think would take interest in this see the exponential growth opportunity of so many more devices being on the networks, seeing the growth opportunity of 5G that now gives a run for the money of any physical fiber. You know, the growth opportunity as we move from small business to consumer, it really should be an exponential growth rate that this company should be able to maintain for a long time.
You know, I'm glad you brought up the channels because I know lately a lot of channel companies, you know, benefited, frankly, from having to move customers to remote. And there's been a lot of activity around that. But I think a lot of people are wondering about their futures because the technology seems to be pointing away from opportunities for the channel. And yet you're saying there might be some significant channel and reseller opportunities here.
I think that's very significant. You know, there's so many devices required, you know, for small businesses or consumers to work or live their lives. And we're never going back. We have now figured out, we tore off the Band-Aid. We figured out, hey, we can be very productive working from home. I think we all miss the social aspects of working from the office, but we now can work from anywhere. We can live our lives from anywhere. And having a single point that is carrier provided, carrier reseller supported, I think really is not a growth opportunity that's going to slow. If anything, it's now been discovered and it now creates, if you have that ability to manage that, what you'll have for the reseller and the carrier is something that's very sticky, that avoids churn. Because once people realize they can orchestrate all these devices from this single point, they're not going to go back to managing it from each individual device. And that's the leverage. And I think that's good news for your entire listener base.
Well, Joe, you know, as a founder of this company, is this where you thought you'd be at this point 15 years ago?
I'd hoped. You know, through the times when we were really kind of building our product and discovering what it was going to become, we always took the approach that, hey, we have to respond quickly and dynamically to the market. So we built our product in a way, rebuilt it in a way, I should say, so that we could modify it and change rapidly with the technology because there's so many endpoints that we manage and they're all constantly changing. And our ability to handle that change, which is bolstered by the incredibly talented team we have been lucky enough to build. I can't state the value of that enough. That has allowed us to really maximize those opportunities. So I always used to use the metaphor that we were throwing our shoulder into the boulder, and it didn't seem like it was rolling yet, but we noticed each year that we'd slid it quite a distance. And but
But last year, actually, the boulder started to roll, and now it is flying at full speed. So yes and no, I guess, is the answer. I'd hoped, I'd envisioned, I'd dreamed, but we're really happy to be here and looking forward to what's next.
It sounds to me like a good technology company should. You were able to change enough as the new technologies came along and saw opportunities.
The things that are the core parts of our product now that are really driving all of this success were things that we added to our older product to add value to it. And that was where we were a bit prescient, if you will, that we sort of added those things and they became more valuable than the things we had been doing. We still did those old things as well, but that's how we became a comprehensive, holistic product that can manage almost virtually any device.
So Tom, you know, it really does sound like your product creates basically a new market. There's not just the opportunity to sell with Rova, but to really dive into an entirely new market of opportunities. And I'm thinking here specifically of our channel community.
Yeah, it's been amazing to see the growth. You know, remote orchestration, where it's centered in the network rather than centered as a device, opens up a very large opportunity for so many channel partners. You know, the bulk of our business comes from small and medium businesses. And, you know, even during COVID, landscapers still needed to cut lawns, hairstylists still needed to cut hair. There's all these small and medium businesses that need a solution that connects and secures all their devices from a single choke point in the network. And that is something that channel partners can resell. And some of our channel partners are adding 30, 40 customers a day. Rova as a company is adding on average more than 300 customers a day and 5,000 devices in the network a day. We'd love to have as many channel partners enable their sales team to go and provide this to their customers. And what you'll find is not only will you gain more customers faster, but you'll also retain the customers you have because they'll see the value in the solution and they'll continue using it.
Well, Tom and Joe, I want to thank you both for joining me today and giving our listeners an interesting overview of Rova and some new opportunities to partner, maybe to join a new market, or to get a product that is obviously really needed in the new 5G environment. Tom, where can we learn more?
Yeah, Doug, thank you very much. So Rova.com and Tom@Rova.com is where you're welcome to send a message. We'd love to hear from carriers, love to hear from resellers. We'd love to hear from venture capital and private equity firms that find this market and opportunity exciting as we do. Really is a great market. It is transformational. And, you know, Rova's happy to be the Rova inside that's enabling remote orchestration. Thank you, Doug.
Thank you. And I know we'll be talking to you soon, but for now, thanks very much.
Have a great day.